And you're listening to the Faptacular 1 Hour Special Podcast. Thank you for listening, but you're kind of redundant now. You've downloaded the show. That's already gone towards the stat counter. That's all great. It's getting our downloads up. But yeah, you can listen to it if you want. It's up to you.
What happened in the end there? Just got a bit depressing.
Yeah, well, it's a classic track. It will be a classic track.
It's a classic. It's been around for how long?
Oh, it's been out for a week. Rapture with their track Come Back to Me off their brand new album,
Indigo. I'd rather experience a Rapture than listen to that crap again. But, of course, one of the things we like to do on the show. Because I'm often referring to the show because it's a bigger entity. It's like God. And where is Disciples?
I don't know if we... Okay.
You know, I'm Jesus. You're Moses.
I'm Moses? And I'm okay with being Moses.
How did Jesus get pregnant? Because I need to get laid. Yeah. Who had sex with Jesus? Mary?
Jesus just had a power just to like point and get people pregnant.
Surely I could like somehow replicate an orgasm without using my hand.
Did you just say that before that Jesus had sex with Mary?
I don't know.
Mary was his mum.
What? Jesus
What's wrong
was
with
fucked
you?
Up. Okay. I don't know these things. I'm not Christian. Hey, but Tom, I've got to ask you, have you ever walked into a Club X and just thought, it's not family friendly enough. Where can I put the kids?
I've definitely thought that.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, I can leave the kids in the car where they'll probably suffocate.
Exactly.
Or I can bring them in and have a good time.
But, they can't come in. They're not over 18.
I know, but that's the problem. Or maybe, have you ever gone into a McDonald's and realized, it's impossible to masturbate anywhere, without it being
Unless
illegal?
Unless you go into the, the cubicle. But even then, yeah,
even
illegal.
Then, you're making noises and then they call the police. It's just like, it sucks, but your kids can come in.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just feel left out.
Are you trying to say that we need a middle point, Jules?
What I'm saying is that there are many franchises out there that need to come together
so then
we can have the ultimate experience. Because Club X too dirty, McDonald's too clean.
Yeah.
We got to have a middle ground where you can have the, your
where
kids...
Where you can go eat some McDonald's with your kids whilst looking at porn.
Yeah, you're fapping under the table where your kid's having a 50-cent cone.
Exactly.
Or maybe you're doing an actual cone of marijuana and your kid's having the cone. See, it's all about integration.
Yeah.
And we're making society perfect because at the moment, shithouse, this show's not on a big network.
We need...
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we going to do? We're going to integrate.
We're going to sell out as soon as we get the opportunity. But, nobody wants us to sell out yet.
So, classic example, Pepsi and Coke, right? They're always fighting. And people are always fighting over Pepsi and Coke.
Yeah,
Pepsi's
better.
Coke's better. They're the fucking same thing. So, let's just end the argument. Come up with Cozy or Pepki. Both don't work at all.
Pepco.
Pepco.
Not Pepki, you idiot.
Because I saw K-E and P-E-P.
Okay.
I'm a retard.
Sorry, Pepki it works
So we bring the two brands together and we just get it over and done with. And it's going to be great.
I think it'd be an odd taste because they're kind of...
exactly the same.
No, they're slightly different. So you get a weird Coke flavor, I reckon.
I'm pretty sure it's just Coke. You couldn't tell the difference, Tom. They're both exactly the same.
I reckon I could.
Sure, if you had vanilla Coke and, say, Pepsi Max...
Yeah.
Or Coke Zero, which tastes like shit. Normal Coke. There's a huge difference there. But Pepsi and Coke, both sugar drinks. And I reckon what they should do is actually, since they're coming together, should have twice the amount of sugar and twice the amount in the same bottle.
So instead of just diluting the flavors, we just pour both into the same
glass. We just put twice as much syrup with the water, right?
Okay.
Because if the two brands are going to come together, it's got to be twice as effective.
Right.
Twice
and
as
we,
much crap
And we're
going
to have twice as much stock. We need to get rid of it. We need to sell it fast. We'll get too much stock.
I can imagine the ad. It's going to be like, Pepsi and Coke come together. It's like Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Two big juggernauts come together to create the worst video game ever. So two of the biggest drink brands come together to create what is essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
It's Coke, Pepsi, what the fuck. Here's another one. I mentioned the Club X and McDonald's. They should come together. Maybe Club McDonald's.
Club McDonald's.
Or McDonald's X.
I think Club McDonald's still seems very child friendly.
Yeah, true.
Like, come to Club McDonald's. I think McDonald's X is like
McDonald's R rated or X triple X rated.
Triple X McDonald's.
And it's great because you can go in and obviously, hey, can I have the Happy Meal? Well, your dad gets the happy ending.
Basically
just, you can integrate the two. Now I'm thinking, do we kind of maybe make the tables into cubicles? And so
you got a little door. It's all no windows.
And so
you get
dad,
you get your peep shows and stuff.
Dad can look through the peep show while your son's essentially playing with Ben 10.
Exactly. The kids are in the play area. They're outside, and you're in your little peep show, looking at some hooker dance.
Exactly. Of course, we can. Oh, maybe we could get Ronald McDonald to do a bit of striptease. Because
it's Ronald McDonald dances.
What are the other characters? McBurglar. That purple piece of crap. What the hell's
Grimace?
Grimace.
And the fat bird one.
Who's the chick?
Yeah, the
was
fat
that the bird?
Yeah, I think she's a bird.
You ever fap to the fat bird?
No, I haven't.
No?
Fapped a Grimace.
I fapped to the Hungry Jacks mascots, the kids, back when I was a lot younger. No, that's not true. See, Hungry Jacks used to be great. Because remember when you used to go in and you used, there was like all that, you could get the crown.
Yeah, yeah.
The crown. You go to McDonald's
and there was always free, slapped in the face. Always free refills at Hungry Jack.
Free refills. Was,
and when Burger King's were around, you could get like the worst burgers ever. Like,
yeah, that was so
you get
bad.
Like the worst for you. And
it's
you'd
like,
be
we'll
like,
put
yeah,
in tomato and like, we'll make it soggy. It's like, who? No one wants that. No one wants that.
We get the triple quarter double meal burger. Yes.
Yeah, made by Indian people. Of course, if you're an Indian.
An Indian.
And
we
you
love
work
you.
At Hungry Jack's. Thank you, you for not spitting in my burgers.
Well, they will now.
They will now after they listen to this. If they're listening, because I know the podcast is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Huge, Tom.
It's massive.
I'm thinking Chinese and English, because let's get languages together.
I don't know if Chinese and English are going to go, though, man.
Well, here's the thing.
How's it going to work?
Well, I reckon, I just say, just speak English in a racist Chinese accent. Because that way, at least it's a bit Chinese. And, you know, at least the Chinese population in Box Hill can understand.
Australia, the English language would soon become the laughing stock of the world.
Basically.
So anyone that speaks English, people would just laugh at.
Hello, what do you want, huh? Fuck you. Obviously, I had no ideas. Right. But can you do a bit of a racist Asian? I want my money. I do your laundry.
You're Mongolian. Scum. I can't do accents.
You bag me for not being able to do accents.
Yeah, well, I don't try. That's the difference.
Yeah, but it's about... the show's about acceptance, Tom.
Acceptance.
I mean, we got you on, okay? That's the biggest proof of acceptance.
I accept the fact that you're an Asian. So there you go.
You're a racist.
No, I'm not, because I accepted you.
Oh, you're the worst, man. Racism on the show. Can't believe it. But do you know what's not racist?
What's not racist?
Some good indie tunes.
House de Racket with their track Aquarium, some French electro pop.
The kind of droll we play on this fine station, bringing it down to your level, Tom.
No,
so I think you need to
I'm
take
bringing
a chill
up.
Pill.
I'm bringing it up to my level,
which is down. hey, that was my comment, you son of a bitch. But you know the problem with women's clothing these days.
I do
and
not
women,
know the
women's
problem.
Fashion. It's too weird.
It's too weird.
It's too. It's like you know what we should be doing.
What?
Transparency. Because, you know, clothes these days, you can't really see through
them.
No,
that's definitely something that
you know, women wearing,
clothing.
Say, see-through plastic
yeah,
always,
that's always
goes
good times.
Well. You know, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But women just say it's too revealing. Yeah, revealing your true self,
yeah, exactly.
Your heart. Because you want guys. And actually, no, that's ugly chicks going to do it. Hey, but just occurred to me. But that's not what it's about. Because
it's about...
okay, my bad. So maybe be a desperate girl who wants a guy... I'm no longer single, so it's all good. But you know what happened to me today on the bus?
What happened to you today on the bus?
You know, I have many a funny story.
From your bus travels.
From my bus travels.
Yes.
And what happened was I was just casually sitting,
yep.
Playing with my dick.
As you do.
What else are you going to do, huh?
Not
playing
play
with
your dick.
Guy's dick next to you?
No,
that's weird.
That's so weird.
That's why you do it in front of him. You know, unzip. That's what I sound like when I spaz. I lick my lips.
That was very disgusting.
And so I was sitting on the bus. Then guess what?
What?
The bus wasn't that full. This fat bastard.
Sat right next to you?
Sat right next to me.
Fuck him.
And I was just like, fuck you. What are you... Like, seriously.
Did he smell?
Why? He didn't smell, but he was a bit... He had crumbs and stuff. He was one of those fat people.
God.
And he was wearing really bad clothes that were clearly... He's been wearing them for the past 20 years. And he had a beard, and I was just like, fuck. And he just, you know how like...
Was this early on the bus trip? Or like...
It was about midway.
Okay.
So it wasn't too bad, but still.
Still, not fun.
It was horrible.
Not fun.
And so I was just like, oh, God. And you know how fat people, they often kind of... Their fat goes onto your side.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, at least having the common courtesy to sit a bit to the right, for example. So you're kind of leaning off a
yes,
bit. So
yes.
Then you're not encroaching onto
like,
my
territory.
Because,
I mean, just in general, people don't really want to sit right next to someone else they don't know on public transport.
I know. It's,
like on trains, there's lots of gaps between seats because people don't want to be like that guy that sits in between everybody.
And you know the worst thing? He wasn't even listening to like an iPod or anything.
Oh,
and
God.
So you could tell he was aware and he was just kind of...
Sitting there, breathing heavily.
breathing heavily, chewing on a donut that he had, you know,
Jesus
for years.
Christ.
And so what I decided to do is I actually tried to get out.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, fuck this. I don't want to do this. I'm sorry. I mean, nothing against fat people. I used to be fat.
Yeah,
back
did.
In the kindy day. No,
primary school days. You were chubby little Julius.
I was like that guy, except it was in primary school where the tables are smaller.
Yeah, and
it's just,
you know,
it's all relative.
Yeah.
And so I tried to move out, but it's awkward because he's kind of, he won't move. like, even if I was trying to get off the bus,
he was.
I imagine he was not going to move, and because his knees were kind of hitting
the edge of the.
I couldn't really get out, and so, like, do I ask him nicely or do I just do I get out? Do I suck it out? So what I proceeded to do is I forced my way.
Really?
Because he clearly wasn't. Like, I asked him, "Can I please move?" Literally didn't respond. I don't know if he's had some kind of
hearing problems. Maybe, he's deaf.
Maybe he's deaf. Weirdest deaf person. So maybe he just wasn't listening, or maybe he was just arrogant. Had some kind of mental thing, you know.
Arrogant.
He was arrogant. I don't know, but he wouldn't move.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, what the hell? And so I try kind of stepping over, but it's too hard.
Yeah.
So I just eventually sit down, and I'm figuring out, how the hell am I supposed to get past this jab at the fucking heart?
This guy. You were trying to force your way past, yet he did not move. He knew that you were trying to get past.
I know.
Yet, and then you sat down. Was that awkward?
It was awkward as fuck, because he looked at me a bit to acknowledge I was there, and then he kind of went off and, you know, checked out some hot chick on the bus, which is impossible because public transport, the lower quality standard of people, including himself. So I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I was freaking out, and so I just kind of shouted almost. I was like, please, can you let me get through? No response. And I'm freaking out. Like, I seriously don't know what to do other than literally just force myself out of this situation.
That's ridiculous, man.
But thank God he actually got off at Monash.
Oh, okay.
So,
lucky.
I mean, lucky as shit. But seriously, like, have you ever dealt with someone who's extremely difficult for just some stupid reason?
It is that kind of situation where you're on a train or on a bus. Usually on the train, you know how, like, you sit in a six-seater because you get on the train early up in the hills. And then by the time you get to, where the city or whatever, you've got a full six-seater of people in front of you. And you're like, okay, I need to get off now. And they're not getting off. So it's like their legs are in the way. You're trying to step over them. Everybody's got bags and shit. And, you know, they don't move.
Yeah.
And you're like, sorry, guys. And then, like, the train's fucking moving around. I fall on someone. And then it's really awkward because I'm sitting on their lap.
Oh, fucking kids blocking the bloody train doors. What's with that? You know what's worse? Those teenage girls who pretend it's cute to fall over.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, I lost balance, I fell over, date me.
Some good-looking guy, come help me up. It's like, fuck you, stand up yourself.
Fuck you, stay down there and suck my dick. No, don't do that, because it's illegal. Unless if she's been failing classes, and maybe she's a bit older.
And you're a teacher.
Hey, it's the only way to get the rich kids. Anyone else who's been just difficult situations that you've been in on public transport.
Oh.
I mean, like, a common example, I reckon we're pretty nice guys in that, like, often if it's late at night and it's pretty packed and there's one seat that's kind of open but it's in a six seater and
I leave it. I stand up. I don't want to do that. No. You know, and I try to give away, if I sit in those disabled seats, I try to give them up for someone who is an elderly person or has a pram or a wheelchair.
Although it's weird, now that I'm older, I don't do it anymore.
Really?
Like, when I was in high school, I was like, you know what, I got the uniform, it's kind of obvious. But now it's like, oh, if she's in her, like, 60s or 80s, I'll give it up. But if it's,
I don't,
like,
give it up to anyone. I give it up to, like, you know, people who look like they need to sit down or they're going to die.
You give it up to hot chicks. It's like, hey, you want to sit down on my lap?
You have to be a gentleman. That's what it's about. It's about being a gentleman, Julie.
It's like, this seat's really rough, but my knee is nice and smooth.
Come sit down.
It's like, you got a boner. It's like, no, that's part of the pants.
Yep.
Doing a Gaga. It's Gaga fashion.
It's just my phone.
It's the bulge.
It's just my phone.
Your phone. I put it in my underwear because it's safer. Because pockets, it just falls out. You don't know where it's going to go. You lose your numbers. You got to do the stupid Facebook event again. No one wants to do that. So I put it in my underwear.
Apparently phones give you cancer. So if it's sitting next to your bits, you're going to get testicular cancer.
If you put it up the shaft, though, that's extra safe.
What the?
Extra safe.
Don't want to imagine that happening to anyone.
Of course, I've got the huge HTC, like 6-inch screen. So it's painful. But you know what? It's all about safety. That's and right, we I like got... to encourage safety on the show.
Yeah, we'd like to encourage a lot of things.
Oh, God. Too many things. But hey, coming to an end, of course, this wonderful show. And
it's another week gone.
Almost
halfway through the year. Halfway through the semester,
I know. The weekend's often most depressing for me because it's just, not going to parties. Although the event that's coming up tonight, at my house to appreciate me. The great things I've done for this community. Please head down. All the details, of course, on the Facebook
page. Yeah, Julius Lucy, Blackburn South, if you want to go actually go meet him.
Yeah, exactly. So please head down to the Facebook page, facebook.com/WeTalk. Oh, FAPTAC, FAPTAC. Get all your details there. And please support us, because if you don't, what will happen to us?
We'll fucking kill you.
All right, that's...
I mean, no, we will not... beg you to continue supporting
us. We'll beg you, and then if you don't do it, we kill you.
Yeah.
You see, at least we're warning you beforehand.
Yeah, we give you a chance, really.
Don't be like, they can't kill us, and then, you know, end up dead.
You know, like, we know who's listening to us right now. We have... The internet's a powerful thing. We know exactly who you are.
We're tracking your IP right now, yeah, you son exactly. of a bitch. But no, you're not a son of a bitch.
Yes,
but
Mary. You know what? Mary in the library. We know you're listening.
Oh, Sarah, having sex with giving a tutor a gobby just because you failed, you know, contemporary wells. Yeah, well, guess what? We know. We know where you are.
We know
which toilets you are in right now. Huh? The community center? Where the hell's that? I don't know, but we're going to cut off. Thank you for listening.
And also, please join the We Talk You Die Facebook page as well. It has links to all the other shit we get up to.
Yeah, sure
and,
do.
And, you know, more fun. More fun. And we will see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Fap on.
Thank you for listening to the show. One thing we like to do at the end is we like to cut it off at kind of like, you know, even numbers or like the whole number. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to cut this off at the 16-minute mark so that, you know, on iTunes looks all professional and shit and people download this mother effer. So we're going to cut off. Thank you.